All right. Hello and welcome to my FOSDEM talk. My name is Valentin. I'm a particle physicist, and I've recently built a lot of the software used in our field with the SPEC package manager. So since SPEC has previously been presented at this conference, I thought it might be nice to pick this topic back up again and show how this tool solves a lot of problems for us in high energy physics. And then I want to take the opportunity to showcase a tool for software deployment that was developed in our field and may solve some problems for someone else. So let's get started. Particle physics is very widely known for using huge machines to hunt for tiny particles. But software really deserves to be mentioned alongside the accelerators and detectors, because high energy physics really has a vast investment in software. This is estimated to be around 50 million lines of C++, which one should add are almost all open source. And by some estimates, those would cost more than $500 million to develop commercially. And this software really is a critical part of our operation. It's not just nice to have or makes our lives easier, but we just couldn't run our experiments without it. And high energy physics has produced some very established open source software libraries that are widely used in fields like medical physics and even archaeology in one case. So the LHC experiments, which are probably the biggest ones, use about 1 million CPU cores every hour of every day. So already you can see that the computing budget really is a significant fraction of the running cost of an experiment. We have around 1,000 petabytes of data with the same amount of data transfers per year. So really we are in the exabyte era already. This is a huge and ongoing cost in hardware and human effort, and there are still significant challenges ahead of us to support our ongoing physics program and our projects for future colliders. So I want to give you a very brief tour of what our software actually does, even if this is fairly ambitious to do in a few minutes. First off, in order not to give any false impressions, it's a very wide field, and I won't talk at all about anything that concerns the accelerator, which would be a huge topic as well. So what I do want to talk about is offline data processing. The difference between offline and online being that online software is used while the machine is running to get data from the experiment out of the detector onto disk, while then on the offline data processing takes the data from disk and processes it until it we can actually analyze it and use it in publications. So in this offline data processing, there are mainly these five major steps I'm showing here, and which I just quickly want to go through now. The first is event generation. This is basically describes our hypothesis of what goes on in a collision of particles. This is expressed in fairly complex quantum field theories with observable quantities that can be calculated from high dimensional integrals, as shown on this slide on the bottom here. But luckily, we can evaluate this numerically with a very simple method of Monte Carlo integration. So just like one could calculate the area of the circle by randomly throwing darts at this square and counting which fraction ends up inside the circle, one can evaluate this very high dimensional integral that goes over the whole particle space. So in our experiments, we learn about what happens in a collision through the detectors that we build around the collision point. Particle will traverse these detectors, leave some energy deposits, which gets converted into electrical signals. In the digitization step, this is then converted into something that actually into data that can be read out. And all of this is then again simulated in software using Monte Carlo simulations. And in this step, this particular challenge is that particle can generate secondary particles and lead to huge showers, as you can see here, these dark blobs. So this can be very CPU intensive, and there's a lot of R&D.